It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up, we'll look at a proposed project from the 1960s that would have turned northern Wisconsin's bedrock into a giant radio antenna.
First, Milwaukee is in the midst of a dramatic spike in gun violence. Gun homicides are up 160% so far this year at around 40, compared with 14 for the same period last year.
Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett and Police Chief Ed Flynn are at odds with Republican lawmakers over whether state gun laws are playing a role in the spate of violence. This weekend, Chief Flynn told WISN that Wisconsin has the worst gun laws that he's ever worked under and that he wants them tightened up.
Here with us now to talk about gun laws in Wisconsin is Jerry Bonavia, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort. Jerry, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
So, as we said, Mayor Barrett, Chief Flynn, blaming the spike in violence in part, not in total, but in part on Wisconsin gun laws, things like concealed carry, not enough crackdown on criminals carrying guns. Do you think that they're pointing in the right direction here?
Well, I think it certainly could be playing a role. And unfortunately, we probably won't know for a matter of months or longer exactly what is causing this spike. We'll need the benefit of 2020 hindsight to fully understand. But what we do know right now is that we could be doing a much better job preventing gun violence. And I think that's one of the things that the chief and mayor have talked about, is that the state of Wisconsin desperately needs stronger, better common sense gun laws.
So what kind of changes are you hoping to see in those laws?
Well, the first thing is requiring background checks on all gun sales. We've seen that work effectively in other cities, other states, and we know it's something that we could be doing right now to make a tremendous difference in the level of gun violence we have here.
A lot of people will say, supporters of gun rights, that, okay, all the background checks you want, if somebody wants to illegally purchase a gun, they'll purchase it illegally. All the background checks in the world won't prevent them doing that.
Well, right now we do absolutely nothing to keep guns out of the hands of dangerous people. And so if we at least create an obstacle for people who would be prohibited from purchasing firearms, it will help. We've seen it help in other places. We know it works.
Yeah. How do you compare what's going on in Milwaukee with what you've seen in other cities and gun laws in those cities and states?
So if we look at places that have those stronger gun laws in place, New York, for example, and Hawaii and Connecticut, Massachusetts, what we see is that there is definitely a correlation between the states with the strongest gun laws and lower firearm death rates. Another interesting point is looking at states that have changed their gun laws, some for the better, some for the worse. We can look to Missouri, for example, that had at one time required background checks on all gun sales. They removed that law, and what they saw was a spike in firearm homicides of about 23%.
Talking to Jerry Bonavia, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort, about Wisconsin's gun laws and recent increase in gun violence in Milwaukee. Looking at this from the perspective of a gun owner outside of Milwaukee, elsewhere in the state, they might say, hey, yes, there's this violence problem, but this is something that, this is the urban condition of Milwaukee. This is the economic background. This is a high crime area. Don't punish my ability, don't restrict my ability to buy guns elsewhere in the state based on what's going on there.
Well, something like requiring background checks doesn't affect any law-abiding gun owners. I come from a gun-owning family, and they certainly are supportive of these types of measures. Unlike the NRA leadership, the NRA membership is actually quite supportive of these common-sense measures. And interestingly, gun violence doesn't just affect Milwaukee. We hear about it because the numbers are higher. But the entire state is afflicted with, instances of gun violence, and we need to do a better job of keeping guns out of the hands of dangerous people. Right now, we attempt under our federal laws to kind of throw a net out there, and in some ways we're throwing it we're casting it too widely and in other ways too narrowly. And we have good, solid research that tells us how we can do a better job. We need to be doing that.
Outside of background checks, what do you think needs to be changed for people with criminal records who are caught illegally owning a gun and to keep them from having a gun if they shouldn't?
Well, it turns out that the best predictor of future violence is past violence. And whether it is the person has been convicted of a violent misdemeanor or a felony, it turns out that the level of dangerousness when it comes to owning guns is actually quite similar. So one of the things that we could do is at least temporarily prohibit people who have been convicted of violent misdemeanors or people who have a long history of criminal behavior, even if it didn't rise to the level of a felony. It turns out that's a really good predictor for future gun violence as well. So habitual criminals, violent criminals, those people should be prohibited from purchasing or possessing firearms.
Given the makeup of the state legislature, the response of some Republican leaders to what Mayor Barrett and Chief Flynn have had to say, they said, hey, you're casting blame where it doesn't belong. Look to what you're doing in your own city. Do you see any likelihood that these changes would happen under the current legislature?
Well, I think they should. You know, certainly it's difficult to watch these tragedies unfolding and not be moved to take some actions. I think that, you know, the types of actions that are allowed in cities, given that we're in a state that prevents municipalities from passing stronger gun laws than state law, you know, the hands of local officials are kind of tied when it comes to gun violence prevention. And this notion that we can, you know, effectively prevent gun violence by addressing other areas, things like poverty or lack of jobs, is just wrong. I mean, if you look to the cities and states that have the lowest firearm death rates, they also have poverty. They also have problems with unemployment or schools not performing as well as they should. And yet they've managed to successfully tease out and address gun violence.
Let's go to a caller. We've got Joe on the line in Milwaukee. Joe, hi.
Oh, hi. What I just wanted to say is, okay, from Milwaukee, I know all of these inner city people that have the guns, that are felons, that shouldn't have them, whatever, whatever. But they really only have the guns to protect themselves from the other people with the guns. So if, you know, your harder consequences to people that'll, you know, who are not supposed to have a gun really isn't going to do much because they need the gun to save their own life, and they'll take the consequence to rather die. So that's pretty much what it is. Other things, I do agree with your caller. I mean, your person, but otherwise.
Joe, thanks for the call. So the idea that a lot of people in Milwaukee, even if technically they're not supposed to have guns, have either a real or perceived need to protect themselves with a firearm, do they have a right to do that, even if they have that misdemeanor or felony background that you had mentioned earlier?
So, I mean, that's a pretty complicated question. But I think that, you know, one thing that we should be doing is, instead of assuming that gun violence will bring us the protection we desire, is really look at the factors that go into making a good decision. So each family, this is going to be a different equation, but there are definitely risk factors associated with gun ownership. And understanding those risk factors, if, for example, someone in your family has a history of depression or has a history of violence, as I was talking about earlier, then the equation changes. And I think understanding that there are indeed risks with gun ownership as well as potential benefits, I think we would probably be a lot better off.
Short of changes to state and federal law, do you see local leaders in a city like Milwaukee, a mayor, a police chief, having things they can do to prevent gun violence?
I do, and I think that, you know, here in Milwaukee, Mayor Barrett and Chief Flynn have been, you know, searching for and trying to implement some of those ideas. But again, if we want to address gun violence, we need to address gun violence and not try to get at it by coming at it from all of these other angles. There are things that we can do that truly will be effective. We just need the political will in this state to do them.
Jerry, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
There's Jerry Bonavia, executive director of the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort, talking about the recent increase in gun violence in Milwaukee.